Bethlehem Lutheran's Fall Festival is coming up next weekend, September 12th. And in to talk about it, we have Pastor Conrad Prell. We have John Felstead here to talk about that upcoming event that is going to be happening again. It looks, John, like you've got a lot on the schedule for this event again.
Yeah. Yes. And speaking of schedule, right away, I want to say sorry to Richland County Fair. When I scheduled this last year, I didn't realize Labor Day is a week later this year than normally, and everything got bumped back a week, and next year it will not be the same weekend, and I do want to apologize for that right off the bat. I am sorry to all the people with the Richland County Fair.
Oh, it's hard to fathom that because Labor Day is later this year.
Yes, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, that was just a... Next year, it's not going to happen again. So I do apologize for that right off the bat. So
okay. Well, thanks for doing that. Let's talk a little bit about the day. It's fundraiser, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, for Bethlehem Lutheran Church. Yep.
And tell us a little bit about your church, if you would.
Oh,
Conrad?
Well, yeah, I'll do that. It's a small group right now. There's exciting news going on because I'm getting set to retire again. The end of October.
How long have you been unretired? Because you've been like...
Well, technically, I tried to retire back in 21. It's going to be 5 years.
Uh-huh.
It's 5 years this month, actually. I attempted, and they haven't let me go yet.
No.
But we have a new gentleman, new resident pastor, coming down here in end of October's installation Sunday. October 25th, I think it is, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. His name is Paul Schuler. He and his wife will be coming. He has been serving up in what's called Loretto, Minnesota, and it's a larger congregation of around 800 souls and far western suburbs of the Twin Cities area. And so he's going to be moving into quite a different style of life and size of congregation. He's going to be going from 800 to about 30, 35 souls. Tries to find housing. So if anybody out there has a lot for sale, he'd like to put up a duplex or something of the sort. Yeah. And that so that he could build actually down here and move in and start working with the members at Bethlehem and start sharing the message of Christ Jesus. And so we can... And I can kind of sit back a little bit more again, hopefully.
Do you become a member of the congregation then? Or?
Well, my wife and I actually live in Elroy. We built a new house in Elroy. And she's going to be retiring from nursing in the end of November. So we're kind of undecided right offhand.
Mm-hmm.
I told one area pastor, he said, I could go to 3-4 different places, rotate on Sundays to various places and still be worshiping in our Wells churches in the area. So, yeah, we'll probably show up in Bethlehem once in a while.
Sure, absolutely. And your wife does the accompany us.
She does play piano, yes. Yep. And that's the hook John wants to get her on.
Sounds good. Well, it's important as a fundraiser, John. This is kind of the main one of the year for your church.
It's by far the biggest that we do. We do a few others, but this one is the biggest. This one takes the most people. This one we're already working on for next year. That's one thing that's blowing me away, how many people stepped up, helped out this year, and they're saying, and next year we're going to do that. So, I mean, this is going to keep going, and it gets bigger and better every year. So if you're here last year, it's going to be the same, but bigger and better. That's what we're trying to shoot for every year. So
it sounds like you have great support from people that not only members of your congregation. Right?
Oh yeah, well, I would like to thank a lot of them if I could, if that's
sure.
Okay. So I'll start with that then. So I want to thank Ben and his family, Tom, Maddie, Heather, Georgette, Ralph, Mackenzie, Austin, and Destiny, Jackson, Sid, Sam, Haven, Mom and Dad, Chrissy, Mackenzie, Pastor, and Connie, Deb and Dave, Ron and Deb, and everyone else. And I apologize. I wrote this up this morning, so if I forgot anyone, I apologize. And I want to give a big thank out to all of our sponsors this year. A friend of mine, Sid, went out and helped me get sponsors, and we have a ton of trophies this year. So I like to, and everyone else that's coming and helping, thank you so much. Yeah, it takes a lot of people to put something like this on, and these guys are just awesome for helping. So
Jed's Car Show will be happening then, 8 to noon registration. And I've been at that car show. You do give out a lot of trophies, don't you?
Yeah, this year is over 50 trophies. We have 50 sponsored trophies. We have a People's Choice of a Best of Show. We give away 2 plaques this year. My favorite part of this is 25 and under. Anyone 25 and under, please show up. We give out 2 plaques this year. It's called the Young Gun Award, and I want to keep this growing for generation after generation, this car culture, you know. And I've been giving out 1 every year since we started, and we get so many entrants that I upped it to 2 this year just because I feel real importantly about that one. So, and we also, the only class we have this year is a motorcycle class, and I'm lumping all the motorcycles in 1 class, and we have 2 trophies for that as well. Everything else, it's all lumped together. It's all sponsors' choice. They come, they pick the cars that gets their trophy. We set it up so only 1 trophy is going to go per sponsor's pick. So that way, you know, 1 person can walk out of there with a bunch of trophies. And I like to spread it out. So, yeah, we're pretty excited about all this. So, yes.
And you've had cars come from quite a great distance, haven't you?
Oh, cars come from all over, and we get some of the cars I've never seen before, and I've been doing this all my life, and just phenomenal cars. And that's what's great about the sponsor choice too. It's wide open. So I mean, if a sponsor likes whatever, they might pick it, even though and it's really unique. I like sitting back and seeing what they pick for cars, because I'm like, well, that's really cool, you know. So I mean, it just, you never know who's going to trophy at my show, because it's totally up to the sponsors. So I mean, if they like it, you could trophy. So that's one thing else we're encouraging people: stay till the end, because you might get a trophy even though you don't expect it, because there are some really, really awesome cars there. But please remember, we got over 50 of these trophies. So I mean, you know, stay to the end to see who gets what, you know. Don't leave, because then your trophy will go to someone else if you're not on site. So
at this time, are you seeing less of like the Model A, Model Ts? Are you seeing more recent cars at your shows?
It's still very so much. You know, we got cars from the early 1900s that they promised to bring them. Hopefully they do. There's a few of them coming. You know, 30s and 40s stuff, you don't see a whole lot, just because you do have to usually trailer them. You know, they're not really drivable. I mean, they are, but they're not. You know, they can't go speed limits and stuff like that. But then once you hit the 50s on up, all the way to brand new stuff. And we encourage anyone to bring it out. You know, I mean, if you think it's worth spending the $10, the show is $10, but you get a meal ticket, which is $10. So if it's worth a spaghetti meal, come on out.
Mm-hmm. I love going to car shows, and you know, one of the ones that caught my eye a couple of years ago at a different show was a station wagon. I mean, those are things that you saw them as a kid. They're not that common anymore.
No, and 1 year we had 3 Volkswagen bus vans there.
Oh.
And you don't see hardly one, and they all 3 parked together. That was really neat. And yeah, just the uniqueness of it all, you know, we do Pontiacs, but we got everything, and I love them all. It's just, they're so neat, you know, just because everyone's into something different. That's what makes it so cool. Mm-hmm. So,
well, I have a Pontiac vibe, so.
Bring her in.
Well, it is over 20 years old, I guess.
There you go.
What's your favorite brand of old car, Pastor?
If I ever wanted something, I'd like to have a VW Bug.
Oh, the Bugs.
One of the old 60s models. Mm-hmm. I had an old friend, a classmate I went to college with, and he had one during college years. And this one was the one where, of course, the engine's in back, but it had no heater. It was just, the vents were built through the door system to somehow get to the front windows and the guys in front. We froze in front, and the guy sitting in back was the nice warm one,
because
he was next to the engine. Yeah. And it was a little 3-speed job. And you know, you sit in those things and you think, there's nothing in front of me. I'm not even sure the windshield's in front of me. as small as they are, but
yeah,
that'd be my, you know, something like that. Of course, my first car I had was, people would say, you had what? I had a 73 Pinto.
Oh, sure.
Ran fine. It was just turning into a rust bucket at the end over the years that I had it. Although it served its purpose, because I had it during my years at the seminary in Mequon.
Sure. Well, that was an economy car at the time.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Luckily, nobody ever ran into you.
No, nobody ran into my backhand.
Oh, we want to switch a little bit and talk about the arcade. That really excites me, John. What's up with the arcade?
So starting at the beginning with the arcade, we had a room for youth, young adults, and the building that we also have the church in. We rented that room out to Richland Center School District for special needs. Under that agreement arrangement, I said we were going to keep a youth room no matter what. We got a pretty gracious grant to help renovate a shed. And then my son and his friends really stepped up and they said, Dad, if we take on the renovation, can we buy more games? And that really snowballed because we ended up as my family, my friends, my mom and dad's, my wife Erica's mom and dad, pastor, a lot of the people from the congregation, we all chipped in, did all the construction, saved money wherever we could, and spent it all on games. And my son and his friends, and sometimes I got dragged along too, went all over the country and got these games. I mean, we went out to
Oklahoma.
We went down to Oklahoma and bought a small arcade and brought all them back. Sam's been out to Chicago. He's been above La Crosse. He's been to Minnesota. And we just, I don't know how many games are in there, maybe 30 plus. We got a little bit of everything for everyone. It's all set up for free play. I went through most of the machines. We got everything working pretty good. Yeah, it's there's a lot of really neat stuff in there. So
all vintage, John? Ben, or?
No, some are the three-quarter machines that you can actually buy at Walmart, like the arcade one-up machines, they call them. It's Simpson, Miss Pac-Man, stuff like that. And some are actual vintage. We got stuff from the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, on to the present. A little bit of everything. We got some of the original NASCAR Daytona machines. We don't have them linked yet. We're working on that, but they both work really well. We just got all kinds of games in there. So.
And you're going to have a ribbon cutting next Saturday,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, at 10:30 we're going to have the ribbon cutting, and then it's all open to general public. It's all free play. So
one of his favorites is the Alice in Wonderland pinball machine.
Yeah, we got a pinball machine.
This thing is immaculate. I don't know what year it is, but the bells and the lights all work on it, and it looks like it's brand new right out of the box.
Oh, I love pinball. That's a great machine. Do you know what vintage that is, John?
Actually, it's brand new.
Oh, it's brand new.
I put it together, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's why it's your favorite.
Yeah.
Wow, because the newer ones are more computerized. I know, pre-1980 or whatever it was, they were mechanical. Yeah,
but like Pastor's saying, you can't tell them apart. You'll notice when it's got a center screen in it that you're like, oh, that shouldn't be there. But otherwise, it plays just like a regular pinball machine. So
lots of fun. Is there a plan to open this to the public then?
There is. We're waiting for until we get everything straightened out to figure out who's going to do what with that. But yeah, we want to open it to the public. We really want to open it to youth groups of any kind and come in and just enjoy it, you know. So that's what we're kind of gearing it towards.
Your favorite game is Alice in Wonderland then, Pastor?
No, my favorite is one of the Daytona games.
Oh, okay.
There's just the three tracks, but you start out dead last on each one. And you have to work your way up through, but you only have so many laps to do that then, too, and stuff. And you do get bumped around with the cars, but the seats do move some. You have to steer. You got your gas pedal and brake pedal with them, so you really have to concentrate on what you're doing to keep up with the rest of the cars that are on the screen. But there's the pool table, there's foosball, there's the air hockey's going.
Yep, we got that going.
There's the basketball hoop. Yep. Game, there's skee ball.
Yep.
There's a variety of the other arcade games in that too. So it's, you know, kids could go in there for, you know, a couple of hours and not play every game. No, if they went from one to the next, they could stay in there for several times and not go do one or multi, you know, or duplicate one game at all.
We have a few machines there that have hundreds, if not thousands, of games on them too. So I mean, once you lock on one machine, you can get into many different games just on that machine as well. So,
great. Yeah, you can spend hours there. Kids will have a lot of fun with that, I think.
Yeah,
and I hope. Kids of all ages.
Kids of all ages, yeah.
What are some other things going on next Saturday then for young people, Pastor? You've got a lot of events, it looks like.
Well, we do have, we are going to be handing out these little, you know, it's outreach too.
Uh-huh.
It's not just fundraise, but it's outreach too. So I got these little, these are quite popular the last few months or couple of years, these little Jesus statues. And we got 300 some of them all together. And they on the ribbon on it says, Jesus with the heart, you. So Jesus loves you. So we want to share that message with them too. You know, hopefully encourage people to, if they're not in the area, at least go to, you know, go to their church. Or if they're in the area of Rockbridge and Richland Center and Hub City and so forth, you know, come on over. We have services still at 10:15 for now. And depending on what Pastor Schuler wants to do when he's installed, he might change the time and that. But there's always church and then Bible class afterwards. And we and Erica and Deb Hyland, they work at doing Sunday school whenever there's kids available. It doesn't have to be just through September through May. It's through the summer, too, and that. So, and I've got two boys. I'm getting lined up for catechism classes again for their second year. So getting that all going. And if anybody, any adult wants to do, you know, an adult instruction class, you know, they can just give me a call or contact somebody in the church and I'll get in touch with them too and work on so that they become members of the church. So, and hope, and Lord willing, Lord will continue to bless their numbers and they'll continue to grow. And so, because we plan on handing these out too. I was thinking of gluing them to or taping them to the trophies. So that every trophy winner got one too, but.
The Jesus action figure.
Yeah. So,
yeah. That's awesome. And there's spaghetti there next Saturday as well.
My wife has already started making the spaghetti. She does a phenomenal job. I get to taste test it every year, so I'm fortunate that way. We have a huge playground. We got face spinning and craft. We got Tiny Acres Farms. We got a bake sale.
We do have somebody, you know, members are also selling brats and pulled pork this year?
No, it's barbecue and hot dogs.
Barbecue and hot dogs, okay.
Yeah, yep. We got a craft fair. A little bit about the craft fair. Unfortunately, the person in charge of that has had health issues this year. He is on the road to recovery. So if anyone's looking for spots, we have a lot of spots wide open. If you want to contact myself on it, if you can't get a hold of Dave or Dave, we do have a lot of spots open, but I had a lot of interest in the craft fair also. We have she shells to paint. I can't say that twice. and we got all kinds of crafts going on. Simpsons, we already reserved. They got a people carrier wagon, so Simpsons tractor right next door. We're going to have that running around. We got all kinds of stuff going on, so... Yeah, it's not just a car show. There's a lot of fun events to keep everyone entertained. So,
yeah it sounds like it. You can take the kids and they can get lost in the arcade for a couple of hours.
There you go. Oh, yeah.
Well, you go to the car show and you can actually have a couple of meals, you know, spaghetti, have a brat.
Absolutely, yeah.
Works out well for Bethlehem Lutheran's Fall Festival next Saturday in Rockbridge School. And you're still going strong, it sounds like, John.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. Yeah.
I remember we had 90 some cars last year.
Yeah.
Show up.
That's a big show.
Yes,
it is.
Sid's promising 120, so we'll see. At least he says we're going to have at least 120.
Well, we got double the number of trophies from last
year. Yes, yes, yes.
So you got to have a few more.
Yes.
You're going to have, if we have that many cars, if we have 100 cars, it means one out of two.
Yeah, you got
cars is going to win a trophy.
You got pretty good odds, especially when we take. This year, we're doing it different again. I like to keep my cars out of the show, but I want to register them. I want people to see them. But we're putting signs on them saying, can't be, no judging, please. So what I'm doing is anyone who volunteers this year, if they want to put their cars in, they're still welcome to. They pay the $10. But when you come in, if you see a line of cars that are not in the show, them are our cars. We're bringing them over there to show them off. We love these shows as much as anyone else, but we will not be accepting trophies. So that takes 10 to 15 right out of the equation. So, I mean, when you start talking that kind of, you know, I mean, then you got really, really good odds for a trophy then.
Yeah, you definitely do. And we'll hope for good weather for you. That does make a difference with the old car people as well.
Yeah,
right?
Yes.
I'm looking forward to seeing if that, there was a Volkswagen wagon there last year. And you walk by him, and here he hands you a magic marker. Sign your name somewhere.
Oh, yes. Yep.
And he said, sign it on signer the back.
Yeah.
If it's on the front, it seems to fade quicker because it gets, if we're in rain, it gets washed off quicker. So I signed mine in back last year. So if he's there, I got to see if it's still in the back end.
A Volkswagen wagon with autographs.
That's with autographs. Cool. And, you know, and it was white. It was, the lower half was all white. And I think the top half was a two-tone color, and but there were people signing out all sides of the vehicle. So,
Sounds like a lot of fun. Next Saturday, September 12th. Anything either of you gentlemen would like to add here this morning?
Well, you know, doing outreach, we are going to be doing the Journey to Bethlehem this year too. It falls on December 12th, 2 weeks after Thanksgiving. We're going to try to get something put together, so we're going to hand that out at the show. Just keep us, you know, keep us in mind when you look at Facebook and everything. We do a lot of really neat events, and you know, we just want people to come and enjoy the events with us. So,
and I guess just another reminder again of the new pastor coming.
Yes,
Paul Schuler is his name. He and his wife Tracy will be moving down here sometime in October. And installation is going to be October 25th at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And there'll be some sort of a luncheon afterwards, after the service then, too. So if people have never been to a Lutheran church installation service, please come. We'll make sure there's room available for them to be there. And that, so they can see what that's all about. And then visit with the new pastor that's there. And I'll be in the background.
For the first time in a few years.
Yes.
Well, Pastor, we have certainly enjoyed getting to know you, and thanks for your service there for Bethlehem Lutheran. And hopefully people can beat your high score in the arcade next Saturday.
It won't be too hard.
Good luck, gentlemen.
Thank you.
You bet. Pastor Conrad Prell, John Felstead talking about Bethlehem Lutheran Fall Festival. That's at Rockbridge School coming up next Saturday, September 12th, featuring Jed's Car Show, Family Fun, Arcade, Spaghetti, Craft Fair, and Swap Meet. Lots of stuff next week.